He's trying to bring back the nickel soda pop. He's Jason Kirtman from southern New Mexico's Tularosa Basin with great music and family-styled entertainment. He's right here and he's right now on The Jason Kirtman Show.
Well, hello again, friends and neighbors. I hope you're all keeping cool. As we move into the summer, I'm expecting a little bit more of a higher electric bill, but that's okay because I am going to stay cool no matter what. It's hot out here today, and I'll be driving around later with my 260 vehicle air conditioning. You know what that is, right? Two windows down, 60 miles an hour. I'll only be doing 60 miles an hour when I get out on the highway, though, not here in town. I may stop off for an ice cream cone with Seth. We'll have to eat it fast, though, or the sidewalk will be getting it. I hope you're enjoying your air conditioner and your ice cream, or whatever your pleasure is. One of my pleasures is music, and I'm going to bring you some right now, right here on The Jason Kirtman Show. That was Mr. Sean Cassidy with Da Do Run Run. Here are the Dells with Oh What a Night.
Thank you.
Here's Bill Withers with a great song. It's called Lean On Me. In our Stupid Is as Stupid Does department this week, James Kinley III, age 27, from South Carolina, was charged in York County for dealing marijuana. He apparently had the unfounded idea that York County deputies would not monitor Craigslist, and that's where he posted his ad that had a headline that said, "I sell weed." It also included his photo, his address, and the asking price of $200. In a unrelated incident, Greg Carlson, age 58, went to the Carolina Title Loans office in Spartanburg, South Carolina, on May 25th to apply for a high-interest payday loan. You know the type. He nervously placed his application while answering questions. The Carolina employee asked if anything was wrong, and Carlson allegedly disclosed that he needed money, and he needed it fast. Why? To purchase methamphetamine. A subsequent police search turned up a glass containing drugs. He was arrested. You're listening to The Jason Kirkman Show.
We're caught in a trap. I can't walk out because I love you too much, baby. Why can't you see what you're doing to me when you don't believe a word I say? Say hello. Would I still see suspicion in your eyes? But here we go again, asking where I've been. You can't see the tears are real, I'm crying.
Great hit by Elvis Presley, Suspicious Minds. Here's Mr. Billy Swan with I Can Help.
I If you got a problem, don't care what it is. If you need a hand, I can assure you this. I can help. I got two strong arms, I can help. It would sure do me good to do you good. Let me help. It's a fact that people get lonely, ain't nothing new. But a woman like you, baby, should never have the blues. Let me help. I got two for me. Let me help. It would sure do me good to do you good. Let me help. When I go to sleep at night, you're always a part of my dream. Holding me tight, telling me everything I wanna hear. Don't forget me, baby. All you gotta do is call. You know how I feel about you. I can do anything at all. Let me help. If your child needs a dad, I can help. It would sure do me good, do you good, let me help. When I go to sleep at night, you're always a part of my dream. Tight and telling me everything I wanna hear. Oh, don't forget me, baby. All you gotta do is call. You know how I feel about you. If I can do anything at all, let me help. A child needs a dad, I can help. It would sure do me good to do you good. Let me help.
Here is the great Sugar Pie DeSanto with Baby, What You Want Me to Do.
You got me running, got me high. You got me run, hide, hide, run. Any way you wanna let it roll. Said, oh, yeah, 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 yeah. You got me doing what you wanna do. Baby, why you wanna let it roll?
Was a great year. What year was it? Well, I'll tell you, but first I'm going to give you a few hints. James Dean got his first break when he appeared in a Pepsi commercial. The popular films of that year were Cinderella, Samson and Delilah, Sunset Boulevard, Father of the Bride, King Solomon's Mines, and Annie Get Your Gun. Celebrities having birthdays that year: Tom Petty, he was born in October, Stevie Wonder, born in May, and Jay Leno in April. Technology was great that year as well. The first TV remote control came out by Zenith. They called it the Lazy Bones. The Diners Club issued its first credit cards, and President Truman authorized the production of the hydrogen bomb. That year, 8 million homes in the United States contained televisions. What year was it? It was the year that started the greatest decade, I think, in American history. I'm talking about the year 1950. You're listening to The Jason Kirkman Show. Well, friends and neighbors, thank you so much for listening to this edition of The Jason Kirkman Show. I really hope you enjoyed listening to it. I hope you enjoyed listening to it half as much as I enjoyed putting it together. You have no idea how much I really enjoy that. I want to tell you, today it reached 106 degrees here in the Tularosa Basin with a humidity of only 3%, and I'll take that any day over the 90 degrees and the 38% humidity that my parents suffered today just outside of St. Louis. You know, as I record this edition, it's 100 degrees, and in case you're wondering when that is, well, right now it's just a little past 6 p.m. on a Saturday night. I did get a little bit of a late start today. I want to tell you, too, as hot as it gets here, it doesn't take much to keep cool. And for the folks that come in from out of town, I want to tell you, we have lots of air-conditioned rooms and swimming pools in our luxurious hotels. And it's all air-conditioned in our restaurants as well. And you know what? Just a 17-mile drive up the side of the mountain right now, it's only 76 degrees in the beautiful village of Cloudcroft. What a difference, huh? You would like visiting Cloudcroft. You ought to go there sometime. We'd love to have you in this area. Check out all we have to offer at alamogordo.com, coolcloudcroft.com, and my favorite website, newmexico.org. It's a great place to find out about all of the ghost towns we have in the state as well. Check out all we have to offer at those sites, and they are linked at jasonkirkman.com. And while you're there, check out the blog and send me an email. Let me know where you heard The Jason Kirkman Show and tell me how much you enjoyed listening to it. I'd love to hear from you. Today's program is underwritten, as always, by todaysfullerbrush.com. They've been around for 110 years, providing mom with cleansing agents and mops for the home. And dad, well, he's got the brushes and the brooms for the shop. An American tradition, todaysfullerbrush.com. Keep your smile set to stun. That's a little joke for you Trekkies out there. Always lend a helping hand when you can and spend some time with your kids. Make some everlasting memories with them. Here's a great song from Ray Stevens called Dear Andy Griffith. And I'll see you next time on this fantastic station right here on The Jason Kirkman Show.
Now this used to be a nice little town. Kids on bicycles running around. Sunday morning church bells would sound and chickens would hide. Summer evenings on the front porch swing, women would sit and snap green beans. A man's paintbrush bristles were clean and hung on the pegboard with pride. Dear Andy Griffith, how we long for the day the good Lord He gave it, and we threw it all away. Garden beds where strawberries grew now stand tall in crabgrass and kudzu, and folks complain there's nothing to do. Well, nothing they can afford. Now most every house that you see brings a new meaning to maintenance free, with endless yard sales and Walmart debris, pit bulls and particle board. Dear Norman Rockwell, through your eyes we once espied. Not well, I guess freedom's getting tired. The old mansion that the banker once owned, a painted lady of stained glass and stone, now
of the soldiers we've lost. It's now a perch for young vampires and gods. Good grief. Dear Andy Griffin, could lie here and be saved. And the good Lord forgive him. Not too late, I pray. This used to be a nice little town. Kids on bicycles running around.